This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to my show. Welcome to my world. Wayne's World! Great to be with you. It is a Friday, and that means I could say, thank God it's Friday! Because I'm exhausted. I really am. I don't know if you could tell by the look on my face, but I am so tired. I just shot my Real America's Voice TV show. My voice is shot, as you can hear, as it always is on Fridays. At this time of day, let me get this light off right here. So a little less bright while we're doing the show. There we go. So the world as we know it is completely upside down. It's just incredible. The only good news of the week is that the ratings for Trump are incredible. Everywhere I look are polls showing Trump is winning, winning, winning. So here's the third poll in a week of key swing states showing Trump is doing fantastic. He leads Joe Biden in 6 of 7 crucial swing states, according to the latest Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. In Georgia, Trump leads by a relative landslide, 7 points. In Arizona, Trump leads by 4. In Pennsylvania, Trump leads by 3. In Nevada, Trump leads by 3. In Wisconsin, Trump leads by 1. In North Carolina, landslide, Trump leads by 9. And in Michigan, Trump is down by 2, which is probably within the margin of error. So actually, you could argue he's leading in every single state. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 swing states, Trump's leading in 6. And he's either tied within the margin of error or losing by a tiny, tiny bit in the 7th one, Michigan. So, you know, all I could say is the more you indict him, the more people you bring to him. And my guess is, if you convict him, he'll get even more. Because people can't believe this is happening. The Democrat Party is bringing everyone to Trump. And again, let me not use words that exaggerate. Everyone. If you're winning even by 9 points, by 48 to 39, there's still 40% of the people against you. So it's not everyone, but it's the margins. Because if there's 10% that's undecided, you know, we live in a country where almost everybody on the right will only vote Republican. Like, I would, at this point, I believe Democrats are criminals. I believe Democrats are corrupt. I believe Democrats are scumbags. I believe Democrats are pieces of garbage. I believe Democrats are racist. They hate white people. I believe Democrats want to replace all the white people and all the citizens, including black and Hispanic legal citizens, with illegal aliens. I think they want to destroy our country. I think they're communists. I think they're Marxists. I think they're traitors. They're all guilty of treason. They belong in Guantanamo, the leadership of the Democrat Party. So I wouldn't vote Democrat if you gave me $1 million. That's how most Republicans feel. Most Democrats feel that we're the bad guys, and they wouldn't vote Republican for $1 million. And then you've got independent voters. And all that matters is the tiny percentage of independents that are undecided. most independent voters are either voting for probably 60-40 Trump versus Biden. Most independents lean right. But there's like 10% of the independents, which make up maybe 20%. So 10% of 20% undecided. If you can win them over, and if you keep indicting Trump, and if you convict Trump, you'll win them over. Trump wins the election. That's my gut. That's my belief after a lifetime of studying politics and seeing what's going on and speaking to people. You know, I had a conversation the other day with my lifelong best friend who lives down in Florida, Tampa, Florida. His name's Matt, and I grew up with him. And I spoke to him the other day as I was driving, so I had some like 15 minutes, and we had a nice long talk, and he said, Wayne, you know, he sells furniture out of a high-end furniture store in Tampa Bay. And he says, man, everybody who comes in is for Trump. Every Latino, every black guy, every white guy, everyone is for Trump. And then his daughter is like 17 or 18 years old. I forgot. I think she's a high school senior. She's like 17 or 18. And he said, all her friends are supporting Trump. He says, you wouldn't believe kids are supporting Trump. And then I spoke to someone else who's black, and they told me that all their buddies are for Trump. And I know it's true because I've seen the polls. These latest polls show young people are breaking for Trump. He's actually beating Biden or tied with Biden or down by one where he's supposed to be getting killed. And the polls show he's winning among black and Latino males. He's winning among black males by 2 points. So I think they're bringing everyone to Trump with these indictments, and what everyone knows is going to be convictions, because the jury, the judge, they're all crooked. They're all crooked. I don't, you know, don't let anybody say, I'm a bad guy, but sometimes you got to hang people in the town square. So I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not trying to push anybody to ever hurt anybody. But if you watched old Westerns, I'm just giving you examples. Sometimes when you deal with criminals, the way to teach a message is the whole town's watching. You hang them in the town square. The people that are committing treason in our country now, I'm not for mob justice. I want trials. I want to assign them good lawyers. But if they lose those trials with their good lawyers, there might be time where we have to send people to Guantanamo, and some of them may have to be hung in the town square. They are committing treason against the United States. But the difference between me and them is, I don't want to hurt a single person until after a fair trial with a good lawyer. And I don't want to make up charges against anybody. Democrats want to lie and make up charges. They want false imprisonment for people like Trump. And Roger Stone, who was just a guest on my show, will be on my Real America's Voice show tomorrow. They want to put people in jail for nothing. They want to send SWAT teams to your home for nothing. And you don't think afterwards we want revenge? It's like Israel. You honestly think after someone beheads your friends and relatives and murders your wife and gang rapes her before they murder her and then cuts her head off and takes your baby and puts him in an oven and burns them to death, or takes a baby and cuts their head off, you don't, and burns entire families to death, lights them on fire, you don't think after that, you think it's normal? I would say, oh, that's okay. You know, they were mad. They were mad. I'm not going to do anything. I'm a peaceful person. No. The only answer now is to kill them all. That's the only answer. Kill them all and set a message. After you kill them, hang their bodies in the town square and film it and send it around the world and let everybody know this is what happens when you murder Jews. Hang them all after you've killed them. There's no other way to send a message. But again, not women, not children, not innocent people, the bad guys. And if collateral damage is because the bad guys choose to put women and children in harm's way, they choose to make women, children, and babies human shields, then they're going to die too. But that's not because any Jew or any American or any Israeli tried to kill them. We try to avoid every civilian casualty we can. But if you're going to put your headquarters underneath a hospital, then people in the hospital are going to die. If you're going to put your headquarters inside a school, then little children are going to die, and it's on you. It's not on us. If you're going to put your headquarters and your missiles and all of your guns and your ammo inside a church or a mosque, then everybody in the church and the mosque are going to die. And that's not on us. That's on you. And so it's the same thing in America. You came after Trump. You better hope you don't miss. Because if he gets elected, we're coming after all of you. But we're not going to kill you. And we're not going to make up false charges. We're going to indict you in the American justice system. We're going to put a real attorney general in instead of a traitor like Merrick Garland, who hates America. And instead of a country run by Obama that hates Israel, hates Jews, and hates America, we're going to have a president who loves America and loves Israel. And we're going to have to go after the traitors and put all of you in prison. And in some cases, whatever the court decides, maybe it's the death penalty. If you're committed, if you're convicted of treason, it's the death penalty. So we'll see what happens. You didn't think you were going to come after us and swing and miss, and we weren't coming after you, did you? It's totally legal to go after you if you really are committing treason. And you're getting a trial, and you're getting lawyers. No one's going to try to put you away falsely the way you did to us. But you're going to pay. You're going to pay. And the people who have censored me should pay with many years in prison. There's no death penalty there. But to censor my words and make sure nobody can see anything I'm doing or saying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I must be the most censored man in America. I must be up there with Laura Loomer. She's the most censored woman in America. I may very well be the most censored man in America. Everything I write is shadow banned. I'm a guy who's 120,000 fans on Twitter, and I get one comment and three likes on everything I put out. These are criminals. These are Nazis. These are Gestapo. These are KGB. These are East German Stasi. And they're going to pay. They've got to pay, or this country cannot survive. Trump's ahead, and when he wins, you're going to pay. Because that's the right thing to do. It's called justice. It's called eye for an eye. MyPillow sponsored this segment of the show. Look what they've done to Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Two of the greatest websites in the world with the best quality products at the best prices. Up to 80% off when you use the promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. ROOT, R-O-O-T.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Thac and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Thac product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Thac and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Attention, small business owners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne on the roof. The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. How do you explain Eric Adams? The FBI has seized his phones and his laptop. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, Democrat, liberal Democrat, ultra-liberal Democrat, but an ex-cop and sometimes a little bit on the moderate side. Once in a while. And on the topic of immigration, oh, we're a sanctuary city. Bring them all on. And then when you actually send them all to him, he loses his mind and complains that Biden has destroyed his city and New York City will never come back. And I think that's the reason the DOJ sicked the FBI and Eric Adams. That's the only thing that makes sense, is they said, this guy is attacking the Biden administration. Take him out! Destroy him! And that's what they're doing. The FBI has grabbed his phone and his laptop and all his electronic devices. He's in a lot of trouble. They're going to try and indict him, and then you got millions in legal fees. It's insanity what they do to you. Mayor Adams now the target of a DOJ FBI investigation because he opened his mouth and badmouthed the Biden administration about illegal immigration. He had the temerity to say, you're overwhelming my city. People are getting killed. The stink. Nobody works. I just saw an article today. What did it say? I think there's 160,000 illegals that have invaded New York City in the last few months. And out of those 160,000, 2% have gotten a work permit. 2% have asked for a work permit. They don't want to work. They've come here for welfare and to loot, to rob, and to kill. This is so insane. And, of course, the only people that could ever arrest
you know, bad people, and now they're used to arrest good people, the FBI. So here's the latest Babylon Bee. It's great. Want to be an FBI agent? Here are the top qualifications. Let me read you the qualifications at the Babylon Bee with being an FBI agent. You always got in trouble when you were in school for being a tattletale and a snitch. Number two, you shout domestic terrorist at every image in the Rorschach test. Domestic terrorist! Domestic terrorist! It's hilarious. When your neighbor hasn't returned your leaf blower, you kick in his front door at 2 a.m. carrying an AR-15. You're absolutely convinced that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and this is non-negotiable. Your favorite part of watching any movie is the FBI piracy warning. Oh, my gosh. You think pedophiles are just misunderstood. And you hate freedom. Enough of this liberty crap. It's time to oppress the populace. That's the qualifications necessary to be an FBI agent. There was one other one, but I didn't read it to you because it must apply to people that are like 25 years old. I don't even understand it. So I didn't read you the one I didn't understand. And then, sure enough, as I'm reading you that jokester parody of FBI agents, here's a real story. Whistleblowers have stepped forward to tell Congress that high-ranking FBI officials are targeting other FBI agents for their political beliefs and trying to force them out of the bureau, specifically going after former military members. Look, everybody knows that until recently, if you were a member of the military and you wear a crew cut, you're a conservative Republican. All my life I knew guys in the police, in the FBI, in law enforcement in general, who even the guys who are head of security for corporations I was doing business with, if they got a crew cut and they used to be in the military, they're a diehard Republican. That's what they want to get rid of. All the diehard Republicans, all the people that don't have 52 earrings in their ears, the guys, and 82 tattoos all over their body, and they smoke pot all day long, and they're just lazy losers on welfare. Other than them, they hate everyone. They hate all the white men, all the crew cut of white men, all the military white men, all the police, ex-police, military, ex-military. They hate them all. Democrats want to destroy them. So it makes total sense. They're going after ex-military. They should have put white men in the FBI. We're in a country right now that is suffering from massive racism, and it's a hatred by every Democrat against white men and straight white men and white men with power, white men with money, and that includes Jews and Jews in Israel. So wake up, Jews, because you've always voted Democrat. I'm a Jew, I can say it. You're a bunch of lefties, a bunch of liberal, bleeding heart lefties, and you voted all these years with all the groups that are out to destroy you in Israel now. And say out loud, they hate Jews. You voted with the Muslims, you voted with African Americans, you voted with gays. Every one of those groups is standing with Palestine now. Wow. Boy, did Jews make a big mistake hitching your wagon to the lousy liberal Democrat Party. You screwed yourselves. We screwed ourselves. Not me, but the rest of my race screwed themselves. Self-hating, self-destructive. What a tragic error. You better come over to the Republican Party because your party hates you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War, Now!
USA News Update. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out because a lot of people are dying.
Trump highlighted the challenge posed by the longstanding hatred between Israelis and Palestinians. President Biden maintains his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas for two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
alma mater, my college that I attended, was Columbia University with my classmate Barack Hussein Obama and a whole bunch of communists, George Stephanopoulos, a whole bunch of famous communists attended my school with me when I was, you know, between the ages of 18 and 21. And they all went on to run this country into the ground and try and destroy us all. I believe my classmate Obama is running the country now and running it into the ground and opening the border, letting the whole world in. I just saw in the news that Columbia University has made the wild step of suspending anti-Israel student groups for threatening rhetoric and intimidation. And all the liberals are saying, shame, shame, how could you do that? It's censorship. Do you know the censorship that I face for being a conservative patriot on a daily basis for the last 10 years? Everything I do is shadow banned, and I'm banned. Everything I say, no one's allowed to hear because I'm a conservative patriot who loves my country. And you're worried about them censoring the one time ever because people scream death to Jews and death to Israel and kill them all? Unbelievable. And that's why I've never given a dime to Columbia since the day I graduated, and I never will. Because they're a bunch of communists, but now for the first time, they stood up just because people are screaming death to the Jews. And most of those communists who run the campus are Jews. So they're a little bit upset over death to the Jews, but they never minded death to Republicans. That never bothered them. All right, Risk on 360 is the sponsor of this segment. Then we'll get to our wonderful guest, Ben Berkwam, who is my favorite border man in the world. He knows more about the border than anybody on planet Earth, if only somebody would listen in power. So this is the coolest event that you're ever going to attend. It is the Risk on 360 Global Success Conference in Las Vegas next weekend, November 19th and 20th, next Sunday and Monday right after Formula One. Incredible weekend in Vegas. The weekend of a lifetime in Vegas. The event stars Tucker Carlson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Charles Payne of Fox Business, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn, along with some of the biggest business and motivational speakers in the world. And it's a conference with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops, all organized and overseen by Todd Ault, with high-energy sessions about business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, fitness and health. November 19th and 20th, next Sunday and Monday at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just off the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson, and they just added Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Register now at RiskOn360.com, RiskOn360.com. All right, my guest is Ben Berkwam, host of Law and Border on Real America's Voice TV network, my network, on weekends. He's the founder of FrontlineAmerica.com. Ben, how are you?
Hey, Wayne. Great to be back with you. I'm doing well, sir.
It's always great to be back with you, and I love and appreciate you, but, man, you've always got bad news, just like I do. If you're going to be honest, things are going to hell in a handbasket. How bad is the border?
Well, you know, sadly, at some point I'd love to be able to say it's getting better, but every single time without fail I go down there, it's worse. I just spent 6 days down south of Tucson between Nogales and the Indian Reservation, the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation. Started off between Sasebo and Nogales. Started seeing groups of several hundred coming across there. And this is an area, we call it no man's land. Because it's so remote, it's such a desolate desert that almost all that you had previously seen coming through this area were the runners, the ones that wanted to get away, the cartel smugglers, drug smugglers, and potential terrorists. We actually have videos. I was down there with Tim Foley of Arizona Border Recon. He has videos of a Syrian national wanted on the terror list that he actually captured a few years ago, handed off to DHS. They actually captured this guy in Washington, D.C., but this is the area we're talking about. It's an incredibly dangerous area, an incredibly important area for Border Patrol to patrol. And I was there for 6 days, and there was not a single Border Patrol agent the line. I watched as Border Patrol agents were simply being used to drive and process these illegals that were turning themselves in. And the worst was on the Tohono O'odham Reservation. 1,500 people came across at one time. They were all shipped up to Tucson. And within 24 hours, they were going into the Tucson airport. The Tucson airport, it may as well be an illegal alien airport. Every single flight is half full of illegal aliens. It's an absolute disaster.
Oh my gosh.
And I did pick up one souvenir while I was down there. I caught a group of seven illegals that were trying to come across illegally, dope smugglers, and I actually drove them back onto the Mexico side simply by being out there. One of the guys ran away. He dropped his hat, so I have his camo hat here. Dropped a bag as well on the Mexico side. But it is. It's absolutely wide open. The cartels control it all.
Right, and you have to say there's no other explanation, Ben. Our country is run from enemies within the White House. They are intentionally destroying our country, burying us in disaster after disaster, terrorism, and World War III. They're going to attack us from within. Who knows, the plane, you mentioned all the planes are half full with illegals leaving the Tucson airport. What if one of those illegals is a terrorist carrying a bomb and blows up the plane? Our own government has betrayed us. They are traitors.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no other word for it. When you allow our country to be invaded, you allow people who you have no ability to vet. We have no ability to tell most of these people who they are, what their intentions are, any of their background, because they're coming from countries that we don't share information with. So anyone who tells you otherwise is simply lying to you. And the scariest thing is, while that's happening, while we're using our tax dollars to ship in millions of illegals who are mostly going to sit on our government dole, who are claiming fake asylum, and until they have their asylum hearings, they are getting paid with our tax dollars. Most of them won't qualify for asylum, but they won't show up anyway, so they'll just blend into society. When you have 10 million people, and I would guess we're probably going to be closer to 15 million people by the time Joe Biden's first term is up. But the scariest part is Border Patrol is telling me, do not listen to a word they're telling you about gotaways. They have no clue right now how many gotaways there are, because they're not even monitoring those areas.
Ben, your numbers are way, I'm telling you, you're being too subtle. Okay, you're trying to be nice.
I know, it could be 20 million. It could be 20 million.
Well, we know, listen, here's what I say. I think it's a good guess. We know 10 million came in so far, right around there.
Right.
Don't you think there's one gotaway for every one they catch? So there's already 20, and in the next year it'll be another 12. So it'll be 32 million in that neighborhood by the time the election comes next November.
Yeah, so I've heard estimates from Border Patrol anywhere between a third over what they have now. So there, you know, some people estimate that they've captured two-thirds of what's actually out there. There's a third more. But I've also heard that they're only getting a third of what's actually coming across. So you take those numbers and you say, okay, let's go between them. Let's find the median of that. Well,
that's
at least
my number.
Double. It's
that's
at least double what
there
they're telling us.
And by the way,
and you're absolutely right. So at that point, we're already at 20 million.
And look at what you just taught me, Ben. You've been out there and there's no Border Patrol. So if you're not running into Border Patrol trying to stop a single person, then how can anyone think that the ones you caught are equal, you know, or only a third more for the gotaways? You've got to assume the gotaways could be 10 to 1. How do you know it's not 10 to 1?
Well,
million they've let in.
I give you a perfect example. In El Paso, between El Paso and Sunland Park, New Mexico, I spoke to a Border Patrol agent there. He said they were capturing 1,000 a day, and he said they're having 5,000 a day come across there. So that was five more. It was five times what they were actually capturing.
Right.
So everywhere's a little different, but the bottom line is it's national suicide. We are bleeding out, and it's by design. These are traitors in our own government who are doing this to our country.
Right, and you remember, my guesstimate was if they let in 10 million, it's really 20 because it's one-to-one gotaways to the ones they caught. But based on yours, at that one crossing, they're saying 5-to-1, 4 get away for every one they catch. What if it's only 2-to-1? Then my number's way off, too, because that means for the 10 million that came in, there's 20 million that got away. That's 30 million.
Yeah.
So in the next year, we could be at 40 or 50 million by the time we get to the November election. They've changed the demographics of America. That was their goal. This really is the great replacement. They don't want white people or just Americans who are legal citizens who could be white, black, or legal Latino. They want us to be outnumbered by the foreign illegal invaders. And they've done it. Our vote won't count anymore, Ben.
Yeah, no, this is the biggest concern. So it's twofold. Border security and election security, and the border security ties right into election security. You're right. Many of these people are going to states that give up driver's licenses for illegals. California is one of those, but many other states do as well. And many of those states automatically register you to vote. you have to actually opt out when you get a driver's license
right.
to not vote.
We're setting ourselves up
to have massive voter fraud. And again, it's by design. We saw them steal it in 2020. We saw them steal the midterms in 2022. They're setting up to steal it again because they know Joe Biden can't win it. I don't think Joe Biden's going to get anywhere near that election because
right.
they know he can't win it and they'll have to cheat
right.
so much. But whoever it is they bring in, whether it's Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom, whoever they bring in, they're going to cheat. And so we know that's going to happen. They're going to use illegal aliens. They're going to use vote by mail and massive vote stuffing or ballot harvesting. It's designed
bad.
To collapse the system. It's really, really bad. And people need to be prepared for it. You need to know what's coming, and you got to do everything you can to secure the election.
And, Ben, my gut says it has to be Michelle Obama because so many blacks are turning to Trump. All the polls are showing he's got the majority of black men now. So the only way to counter that is with Michelle Obama. Gavin could be the vice president, but if you put him at the top of the ticket, it does nothing to get back those black votes. So I think they're absolutely gambling everything on Michelle Obama. Do you have another segment to stay with me? I want to talk about the Trump rally. You got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Stay to the break. We come back. I want to talk about you confronting cartel members at the border and what happened. And then I want to talk about you at the Trump rally in Florida yesterday or 2 days ago. Let's check it out with Ben Berkwam, Law and Border on Real America's Voice. My show tomorrow at noon Eastern. Real America's Voice, America's Top 10 Countdown. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wade Allen Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
All right, wait on the roof is on fire. I was laughing with my producer in the break. Whoever imagined the world's biggest supporter of Israel through thick and thin would be Fetterman, the U.S. senator from Pennsylvania, who's basically to the left of socialists, a total communist Marxist, who never met a conservative issue he liked, and is you know, virulently pro-Israel. Can't even understand what people say. Doesn't even have the ability to communicate anymore, or so they say. And yet he's waving Israeli flags and telling protesters to screw off who are pro-Hamas. I think it's great. It's weird. It's strange. He's the biggest pro-Israel guy. Is Fetterman? John Fetterman? You sure you got the right guy? I didn't even know he knew how to speak anymore. It's just bizarre. Bizarre. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll get right back to Ben Berkwin, one of my favorite guests ever, because he tells the truth and lets us know what's really happening at the border. So Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, and you're going to need it because this country is under assault, and we're ready to go under. There will be a collapse. If there's 40, 50 million new illegals, we will collapse in the next year. You better have gold and silver in addition to survival food. They deliver it right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA or 401k, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and if you tell them that Wayne Allen Root sent you, war, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital today. Tell them war sent you. Collect your up to $15,000 reward. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's toll free. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, back with Ben Berkwin. So, Ben, when you were at the border, you actually confronted some members of the cartels. How did that happen, and how did that wind up?
Well, yeah, it was a direct result of what's happening there. You've got all of these groups coming across. They're turning themselves in. Border Patrol is Ubering them up to the station. And by the way, the reason this area is so... why this is such a problem for it. It's a problem everywhere, but in particular in the Tucson sector, it's 2 hours each way to get from the border, whether you're on the reservation or you're down in Sassaby or anywhere else, to get back to the processing center. So you're talking about a four-hour round trip for Border Patrol. Well, that means there's zero Border Patrol on the line. Cartels know it. They send these groups across, and then they run their drugs right behind them a mile down the wall where the gaps are, where Biden's left the gaps open. And so I was like, well, I saw groups getting picked up, And I said, oh, I'm going to drive down the wall and see what else is out there, see if I can catch one of these other groups, the illegals in the full camo. And sure enough, I was driving about a mile away from where I saw the last big group picked up. I looked to my right, saw a backpack laying over on the Mexico side of the wall, stopped, backed up, jumped out of the car, and immediately saw, first I was like, okay, this is a bad situation. I saw one guy, and come to find out afterwards, he was the coyote. And then I saw several others kind of crouched down, hiding. There was a gap in the wall. I noticed water running because they're doing some construction down there on the road. And I realized they had come across to get some water, but they were back on the Mexico side. I grabbed my gun. I'm always armed while I'm down there. And I started filming. And as soon as the coyote saw me start filming, he actually in Spanish said to the rest of the guys, let's go, let's go. He's filming us. He's filming us. And so they started running back up on the Mexico side. But again, that's where one of them dropped their hat. I grabbed their hat and they ran up to the top of the mountain. And then what's ironic, you have to watch the video. I just reposted it. It's probably the second video on my Twitter feed right now. And he actually yells at me, go home. He says, go back to your house. And I just, so I yell back, I am home. Ironic. This is my home. You go home. And, you know, it's just like you can't make this stuff up. And so then I decided to pretend that I had talked to Border Patrol. I told them Border Patrol's on their way in Spanish. And they actually started running back up the hill away. That, you know, the fact that they thought Border Patrol was coming was the only thing that kept them from coming across. But I guarantee you within minutes, if not hours later, that group came across and is somewhere in America right now.
So scary. They're like rats. They're like cockroaches. They don't want to be filmed. It's amazing. You know, it's so in the open, I'm surprised they even care. Who's going to arrest them? The DOJ and the FBI don't care. Border Patrol doesn't seem to care. I wonder why they even care. It's amazing. They're being scaredy cats for no reason. All right, let's finish up the interview by talking about the Trump rally in Florida. I think it was 48 hours ago, right? It wasn't last night. I think it was Wednesday night. Yeah. So how was that rally? Tell me what you saw.
It was amazing. I mean, it's exactly what the Democrats fear. It was patriotism. Every Trump rally is this way. You have God-fearing, patriotic Americans of every color and of all genders, all two of them, out there just loving their country. And it's really what should scare the Democrats more than anything, and the left, which does scare them, is the number of first-timers. Multiple times I said, raise your hand. I was going down the line. I said, raise your hand if this is your first Trump rally. And over half the people I asked, it was their first Trump rally. So just whatever the media is saying, whatever the left is saying, as they attack President Trump, the more indictments they do, the more people love him.
Right. How many were there, by the way? We're running out, but quickly, how many do you think were there? Guesstimate.
It's a football stadium, and the stadium was full. So, you know, whatever
40,000?
The seat, I would say 10,000 plus. That's being conservative.
All right, Ben Berkwam, he is the host of Law & Border on Real America's Voice on my network on the weekends, founder of FrontlineAmerica.com, and a very brave, courageous gentleman, and we really appreciate everything you do. Thank you, Ben. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Hope God always takes care of Ben Berkwam on that border. But as we say goodbye for today, Energized Health, give him a call. Tell him Wainwright sent you. Get 40% off. Lose all the unwanted fat like I did. 25 pounds of unwanted fat. Call them at 888-444-8895 or go to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Have a great weekend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.